This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Observers say 70% of the homeless population in Dallas is African American. Nationally, black people are 16 times more likely to live in shelters than white people, and black men tend to remain homeless longer than white men. That's according to a social justice group called Center for Social Innovation. The group is in Dallas today to discuss race and homelessness in a series by Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. Mark Dones is with the Center for Social Innovation.
We have had extremely racist housing policy in this country, going back to institutional redlining that didn't officially end until 1968, that blocked folks of color, and particularly black folks, out of purchasing homes through federally backed mortgages. We had the urban renewal projects, which drove black people out of cities.
Doan says there's ongoing discrimination in housing, employment, criminal justice, and health care. That contributes to higher rates of homelessness for people of color. Jeff Olivet is the CEO of the Center for Social Innovation. He says tackling race and homelessness is a difficult conversation, and he says it hasn't happened enough nationally.
Homelessness is a systematic breakdown, not a personal failing. To unpack homelessness and to end homelessness, you've got to come at it from a kind of multi-systems point of view. And we believe that's best done with a lens of racial equity. That's not to say that homelessness is only about race. Of course it's not. It's about 100 other things as well. But there is a dimension of racial equity that we need to be addressing.
The Center for Social Innovation helps collect oral histories from homeless people across the country to better understand what causes homelessness. Now to our Friday conversation. The Baptist General Convention of Texas recently sent a warning letter to a Dallas church about its LGBT inclusive stance. In response, Wilshire Baptist Church decided to grant full membership to members of the LGBTQ community. That effectively cut its ties with the convention. It's the latest in an ongoing debate among churches about LGBT inclusiveness. Wilshire Baptist Associate Pastor Mark Wingfield talked to KERA's Rick Holter.
Mark Wingfield, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
Let's start with this idea of full membership. How does that change things for a gay, lesbian, or trans person who goes to Wilshire Baptist?
So we've always had gay and lesbian members in our congregation. We've just had sort of a don't ask, don't tell policy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the folks who've been with us really have chosen to be with us because they don't want that kind of attention. But at the same time, we've had these unspoken limitations that relate to leadership, particularly. And now that we have the ability to have same-sex marriage in the United States, that put a new wrinkle on things as well. And our pastoral staff particularly needed some guidance from the congregation on what we were going to allow.
You won't lose the word Baptist, but you're now out of the Baptist General Convention of Texas. What role does a governing association like that play?
Unlike other hierarchical denominations, in Baptist life, the local church is headquarters. It starts at the local church level and goes up from there. So we can be a Baptist church in our own autonomy and be everything we need to be. Sadly, one of the greatest losses out of this is we have been for many years the number one or number two contributor in the state of Texas to the Texas Baptist Hunger Offering, which is a fabulous ministry that the BGCT runs that hungry people around the world. And what they've said to us this week is, we value our doctrinal purity on the LGBTQ question more than we value partnering with you to feed hungry people.
Since the Supreme Court cleared the way for legal gay marriage a year and a half ago, a number of churches have been wrestling with the fallout. The Methodists even considered splitting over the issue. How do you see this struggle playing out?
I think this is one of the great religion stories of our time. There is not a single church in America that will not have to deal with this issue within the next 5 years. And any church that thinks they cannot deal with it is living in a bubble. Now, some churches will deal with it by choosing not to deal with it, but that's still a choice.
Do you worry that having that debate and, you know, as you say, just about every church is going to have to deal with this in the next 5 years, that takes your eye off the ball for these other issues?
I would love to sit down with anyone and have a theological conversation about homosexuality and marriage. We hear a lot of talk today just thrown around about biblical marriage. And I want to stop people and say, what do you mean by biblical marriage? Do you want to talk about Old Testament characters who had multiple spouses? Do you want to talk about other stories in the New Testament? What do you mean by biblical marriage? Can we define our terms, please? which is just like people who blindly throw around a homosexual lifestyle. Well, let's talk about the heterosexual lifestyle. There's some problems there, too.
More than a third of your members voted against the resolution for full membership. Have you lost members?
Oh, absolutely. We lost members the day we announced we were going to study it. We've lost members along the way who simply could not abide us having the conversation. We are going to lose other members now that a decision has been made.
Wilshire Baptist has been through an unusual series of events in the national and international spotlight. You took in the girlfriend of the man who was diagnosed with Ebola in Dallas. You wrote a piece about trying to understand transgender people that led to a kind of international viral sensation. And now this vote, did this church set out to take all this on?
No. One of the things that I've learned lately is that sometimes we don't get to choose our causes. Our causes choose us. And that certainly has been the case in all of these things.
Mark Wingfield, Associate Pastor of Wilshire Baptist Church, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And finally, after unusually hot temperatures, it's starting to feel a little more like fall in North Texas. A cold front pushed through the area this morning. Jeffy Moore is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
It's unusual that it's been this warm this long. This will set a record. This will be the first time that we fall into the 40s overnight tonight. And it'll be the latest that this has ever happened since we've kept records going back to 1898.
Temperatures will drop into the upper 30s by Saturday morning and into the mid-30s on Sunday morning.